This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Hundreds of Islamic State supporters escaped from a holding camp in northern Syria on Sunday amid heavy clashes between Turkish-led forces and Kurdish fighters. In Washington, U.S. President Donald Trump ordered all U.S. troops to withdraw from the north to avoid getting caught in the fighting. The U.N. is warning that conditions for hundreds of thousands of civilians caught in the midst of Turkey's military offensive are rapidly deteriorating. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The U.N. Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs estimates more than 130,000 people are newly displaced. OCHA spokesman Jens Laerke says most displaced people are staying with relatives in host communities, but a growing number are living in collective shelters. He says UN figures indicate up to 400,000 civilians may require assistance and protection as the war escalates in the coming period. He tells VOA it will be difficult to provide this aid because of insecurity and limited access to people in need. He says a number of NGOs have scaled down their operations and relocated their staff. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hong Kong pro-democracy activists and riot police clashed around the city on Sunday. Several rallies and shopping malls started peacefully with a few hundred people. But by late afternoon, hardcore activists trashed shops and metro stations and erected roadblocks around the city. Police made numerous arrests and deployed tear gas to disperse protesters. At a Saturday summit, Chinese leader Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi agreed to set up a high-level group to tackle India's large trade deficit with China. Xi and Modi held nearly 6 hours of talks in their second annual summit, designed to break through decades of distrust. From Washington, this is VOA News. Japan has deployed thousands of troops and rescue workers after one of the strongest storms in years. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Japan authorities say over 20,000 military troops, as well as numerous helicopters and boats, have been deployed in a massive relief operation aimed at rescuing people stranded in flooded homes. The death toll from a ferocious typhoon has hit double figures, with more missing. One woman is reported to have fallen to her death from a rescue helicopter. Public broadcaster NHK says 14 rivers across the nation had flooded, some spilling out in more than one spot. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan held talks Sunday with leaders in Iran to formally begin an effort to defuse the escalating tensions with Saudi Arabia and the United States. Khan says Islamabad will do its utmost to prevent a conflict between the two Islamic countries. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told his cabinet it will require a significant amount of work to strike a Brexit deal with the European Union. However, in an interview on Sky News, British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he is unlikely to support a deal as talks intensify. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
Brexit talks with the European Union to strike a last-minute deal are getting serious, the British government said on Sunday. But opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says it's unlikely he'll back an agreement.
So I think the problem areas are of regulation and deregulation, which come from whatever trade arrangement there is with Europe and the wider world, but also perhaps very seriously is the Irish border issue.
Intense negotiations were taking place at the weekend after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson backed down in key areas, including dropping a demand for customs checks on the island of Ireland. The leader of the House of Commons, Jacob Rees-Mogg, speaking on Sophie Ridge on Sunday, said the progress was encouraging.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Officials in New Orleans say they are continuing to look for one person missing in the rubble of a hotel that collapsed while under construction. Fire Chief Tim McConnell says they are working to shore up the building in an effort to continue searching for the victim.
We also have some pretty large cranes that are moving into place in an effort to try and stabilize that crane that's attached to the building. From that point, until we know different, we will stay in the rescue mode.
McConnell says the building is so unstable, they have to be careful not to endanger any rescuers. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says the wildfire in the San Fernando Valley is now 33% contained. The fire covers 31 square kilometers. The department says winds and temperatures have fallen to normal levels after the Santa Ana winds passed through the region. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.